Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Alfalfa is resilient to harsh weather and a drought-tolerant perennial with rooting depths down 8 feet or more. Depending on the deep soil profile moisture during drought, some varieties can move into dormancy and survive up to 45 days without rainfall. However, forage yields dramatically drop since alfalfa requires 4 to 6 inches of root available water to produce 1 ton of forage per acre. So what irrigation strategies recommended for alfalfa under extreme moisture stress prior to the first cutting, when the first cutting usually requires 6 to 7 inches of water? Remember that once perennial fields lack spring moisture, it's hard to catch up with irrigation during the hot summer season due to the higher ET water needs. Also, stressed alfalfa may be dropping leaves prematurely and may be cut before the recommended 1/10 bloom alfalfa stage to salvage yield. A timely irrigation just prior to the first cutting, though, may increase regrowth tonnage for the succeeding crop. Moving forward, an advantage of early alfalfa cutting is that water use will drop sharply because transpiration is lower when the leaf foliage is removed. Otherwise, full irrigation water and rainfall targets will target typically 6 to 7 inches of water for each subsequent cutting. Spring water usage may only be 1/4 of an inch per day, but will rapidly increase as summer temperatures rise. Peak water alfalfa usage in July and August can extend beyond the normal 1/3 of an inch per day or 2 inches per week to 1/2 inch per day during extreme times. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.